Hello and welcome to episode 11 of That's What She Said. In this podcast, we're going to be talking about the wonder and magic that is getting out of your own way. So I wrote a book called Go Your Own Way, and this is just a follow-up sort of helpful get out of your own way. When a dominatrix hires me, which is my coaching client, I ask her to tell me what sort of chapter of a book I would write if I was writing just for her. And this specific answer from Susan was bang, how to get out of your own way. And I was like, dude, I think that applies to pretty much everyone in life. Fair warning though, I really had some trouble breaking this one down because I tend to be super-duper intrinsically motivated. That's how one of my favorite high school teachers described me. I had to look up the word, but it just means I'm not terribly extrinsically motivated. Like there's a deadline, or there's money involved, or it just has to be done. I'm gonna be about the same level as motivated as if it's due next Wednesday, and there's no reason to do it other than the joy of doing it. So I can only help to a certain extent. I'm gonna tell you everything I know, broken down into itty bitty baby steps, and then I'm gonna reveal my next project with a deadline of my own to make damn sure that I fulfill it. So, to the notes, people, how to get out of your own way. First, this is better if you think of something very specific that you've been dreaming of, but you haven't had the time to have happen. You haven't made the effort. You haven't found the energy. You haven't otherwise gotten your shit together enough to make it happen. There always seems to be a crisis, a situation, or a circumstance that delays your beginning. But not today, because today I'm helping you get out of your own way. And shockingly, there are things that you have to do that seem to have nothing to do with getting out of your own way before you can actually get out of your own way. First, and possibly most importantly, because this is the one where you'll meet the most resistance, eliminate lots of things. Anything that you're doing that's a B minus or a B plus or a C plus even, eliminate. So when with B plus, in terms of written interviews or doing math or trying to do video, I'm like a B plus at best. When I had my photography business, it was fairly simple for me to do. I connected well with kids, I sold those images, I got into sales and did it really well. But there was this moment, I'm at a workshop and I'm watching John Canlis, who became, a dear friend, and he loves the cameras, he loves every moment, he loves the processing, the moment when he gets to see the images and reveal the images, he loves the gear and the film and the bits and the bobs and the pieces and just all the things. And I realized that I would never be as good a photographer as he was, and that he would never be as good a writer as I was. And so when we got a book deal a few months later, it was an easy choice to give up the photography business. Easy in terms of the choice felt lighter because it's my A plus work is when I'm writing. Shockingly, I pre-write most of the podcast material before I say it to you so that I know that it's been tweaked and made into wondrous loveliness before you ever see it. So your B plus things, you can be really good at something and it can still be like, this isn't doing it for me. So eliminate the things that are just not your A plus very best thing. And that also includes the obligations that you actually have absolutely no interest in. That guilt or shame got you to say yes and you really don't give a shit. You volunteer on the playground, or you make a meal for this one neighbor every Tuesday, and it's not bad, but it's not good, and it's taking up your time, and you do it with a sense of dread. Anything you go into with a sense of dread is not going to work out well for you in the long run, and I encourage you to make a list of those things right now. So pause this puppy and be like, okay, the thing I need to eliminate right away, the first thing that comes to mind is blank. Write it down. Next, unpaused as you are right now, you need you to lower your standards. You can't do all the things. Like, for real, you cannot do all the things. In fact, the fewer things that you try to do well, the better you're going to be at them. Not everything can have priority. Your floors cannot have the same priority for cleanliness as your book has in terms of getting done by next Tuesday. Like, they are not on the same plane. Your floors don't have to be so spotless that the Pope can eat from them. It's okay to take your kids out to McDonald's on Thursday night so you don't go crazy because you have that one class you have to do beforehand. You can hire a sitter, you can hire a cleaner. you can take on the challenge of making the world's largest laundry pile and see how long you can go before you have to do laundry. Answer, it's only until you run out of underwear, so probably 3 weeks. But whatever, try, man. Make a big pile of laundry. For the scope of the project that you've just chosen, the thing that you've been dreaming of that you haven't made the effort to do or the time and taken the energy that you're going to do, remember that thing? For the scope of the project you've chosen, your standards are hereby allowed to be really, really low. As long as no one's dying, no one's getting tetanus from walking through your house due to the complete and utter disrepair, lower your standards for your general levels of home cleanliness and working outedness. So if you're normally like, I go to the gym 7 days a week for an hour and a half at a time, you might have to cut back on that a bit and then use, say, 3 of those workouts for an hour and a half at a time to work on this project that you want to work on, unless you're becoming a bodybuilder, at which point you should probably not do that. Next, I want you to throw out the unwritten rules. So you might think that you don't have any unwritten rules in your life, but I want you to imagine that I have a book in my hands, like a copy of Go Your Own Way, perhaps. Okay, I have a book in my hands and I just light it on fire and then throw it flaming into the nearest garbage can. You have unwritten rules about things. Mainly, we do not burn books. But when it comes to books, we also tend to treat them as precious objects. So just with a book, I want you to think about, these are the unwritten rules that I can think of that you have permission to break. You have permission to skip around in the book. You don't have to read it in order. You have permission to write in the book, in the margins, in the empty spaces, or just page 52, because, you know, it's page 52. You have permission to borrow a book from a library 6 times in a row before you get around to reading it, or to keep it even though you know it's overdue because you just didn't finish it yet. It's fine. You'll pay the 3 cents a day to keep it. You have permission to recycle a book if it's so bad you want to take it out of circulation. I've only done that once, and no, I won't tell you which book it was. You have permission to leave the book in a place a stranger will find it. You have permission to buy 3 copies to give to your best friends so you can talk about it. You have permission to do whatever the fuck it is you want to do with the book. Read it, don't read it, skip it, make margins, notes, fold it up, split it in half, and give half to your best friend. I don't care. You have permission. Throw out the unwritten rules. Your unwritten rules might look like you have to write your blog once a week. You have to be on Instagram every day. You have to reply to every Facebook message. You have to have inbox 0 once a week. You have to serve home-cooked meals 5 nights a week. You have to play with your children every minute they're awake, even if they're happy to go to their rooms and don't really want to be near you. You have to keep your house perfectly clean as if company's coming over. You have to call your mom once a month. You have to call your mom once a week. You have to go to the parent-teacher meeting. You have to whatever it is. There's this endless have to that you just totally fucking made up and you don't have to do it anymore. Throw out the unwritten rules. Unwritten rules are slightly different from the shoulds, because the unwritten rules are things you actually do, and the shoulds are things that you should be doing, and you have permission to ignore those entirely. So when you're like, I should be eating better. I should be doing yoga every day. I should be reading business books. I should be amazing and lovely and wonderful to every human I meet, even if they're mean to me. Those are at an even lower level than the unwritten rules. Just let them go. There they went. Let them go. This is how you get out of your own way, okay? You take things off of your plate. You stop expecting so much of yourself in places where it doesn't matter. You throw out the unwritten rules or the ways that you're holding on to weird obligations that don't actually serve you and that keep you from doing your work in the world. And then you raise your standards in other places. Generally, the more you eliminate, the more you can raise your standards. Because our next step is to commit to get yourself a deadline. So get out your calendar, whether that's a paper calendar or an electronic one, and think of this project that's like brewing in you. It's living in you and you know that it needs to be done. It might be rewriting your website copy. It might be hiring an accountant. It might be writing a book or writing an e-course or revising something. It might be trying out a new branch of your business. It might be eliminating a part of your business and then using that money to do something else. Cool. Look at 1 month from now. Is that a reasonable deadline to complete this project? How about 6 weeks from now, if 1 month won't work? Or 8 weeks, if 6 weeks won't work? Your job is to make one of those 3 time frames work. if the whole book can't be done in 8 weeks, what can be done in 8 weeks? You don't want to go more than 8 weeks, or you can just keep pushing it and pushing it and pushing it, and then it goes into the ether and you've gotten in your own way again. What are you going to have done in a month? That's what I want to know. And then nobody else is going to enforce this deadline, right? Like, you just, yeah, I'm going to have that done in a month. I can hear the cynical, like, oh, yeah, totally. Okay, here's the part where you raise your standards. You make that deadline public. You make sure that you will embarrass the shit out of yourself if you don't do it. Yeah. So when I say, okay, July 31st, my new book, Calling to the Deep, is coming out because I say it will, it's embarrassing to me if I don't pull that off, yes? And so what I have to do is sit my ass down and type and make it happen, because that's what needs to be happening in the world, right? That's what I need to do. That's what I've committed to. That's where I've raised my standards. Lowered standards, like, dude, you don't want to see my house right now, okay? Like, it's just... it's like at a 6. I mean, it's all right, but it's not that great. And I know that because it's in service to this other thing that I'm doing that is way more important. 10 years from now, will I be like, well, my house was spotless for those 6 weeks? Or will I be like, holy shit, I wrote a book? Consider that, okay? And then get yourself accountability. So you've made the date public, and you're going to keep making the date public. You don't just put it out once and then hope nobody notices. And then get yourself accountability. So if that's a friend... if that is a coworker, if that's a colleague, if that's someone that you really admire that's willing to just send you one email a week to make sure you've done it, it might be somebody you find in a Facebook group. It might be somebody you personally know, but not that well, which is actually better because they're willing to be like, dude, you didn't do it. Do it. If you have to pay for it, great. If you can get this for free, great. So much of what I do with dominatrixing, or my coaching, is helping people to do what they say they're going to do without excuses or holding back or any of the, like, I didn't have time, right? No. It's about holding yourself accountable and then actually meeting the deadline that you set. One of the big challenges of being an entrepreneur is that there is no one to hold you accountable. There's nobody checking for your TPS reports. There's no boss being all bitchy if you don't get something done on time. And so things slide. They fall to the wayside. You forget about them. It's weird. It's just, oh, we'll do that later. There's no follow-up. There's no one being like, hey, call that client back. Follow up. This is due. This is due. That is due. This is due. This is coming up. This is what you're doing for next week. And by the way, these forms are due tomorrow. That would be a dream, yes? That's what accountability is about. It's about finding someone that you play well with that helps you to do that. Not to be your boss, but for you to say, this is what I'm going to do, and then for you to go and do it. Do the work, complete the work, tweet the work. Tweak, not tweet. Okay, so to get out of your own way, here's what we've learned. First, you have to eliminate a lot of things. This is actually the most painful part. You have to eliminate everything that is not an A+. If it's not the work that you feel you're meant to be doing in the world at this time, it gets eliminated. If you currently have a day job that you know is not your A+ work, but you're working on your A+ work, you're simply going to carve out more time to do it. So eliminate the things that eat away at your time that are not working toward that bigger goal. So I understand you can't just fucking walk away from your job, but you can give up like some other things, which is where lowering your standards comes in. You do not have to have the perfect house on the perfect street with the perfect yard and the perfect fence and the perfect kids and the perfect man and the perfect activities and the perfect friends and whatever. You don't. Lower your standards. Let yourself be human. To go further into that, throw out the unwritten rules. All the places that you're telling yourself, I have to do this and I have to do that. Get rid of that. All the places where you're giving yourself guilt about, I should do this and I should do that. Get rid of that. And then with that one project that's been lurking in mind, get yourself a deadline. Will this be done in 4 weeks, 6 weeks, or 8 weeks? Those are your choices. Break it into pieces if you have to. Make one of those work. Make that public. You can tag me if you're on Instagram at kkalp, K-A-L-P, or on Facebook, facebook.com/brandcamp. Let me know what your goal is. And then get yourself accountability. Pay for it if you have to. Find a friend, find a coworker, find a colleague, whatever it is you want to do. You can check out in Brandcamp under the Work With Me tab. You can easily find how to do dominatrixing with me. I would be happy to take you on as a client for August, I believe is the next available spot. Otherwise, go do the work, get out of your own way. Cool? If you have any comments, questions, concerns, things to talk about, or ideas for a follow-up to this podcast with other topics, I am at brandcamponline@gmail.com. Reach out, say hello, say hi. It is my great honor to talk to you and hear from you, because otherwise this is just me talking into a microphone, which is not as much fun as you'd think. May you get out of your own motherfucking way this week and do the thing that your heart desperately wants you to do. May you make the time, may you find the energy, and may you eliminate all the barriers and distractions that have kept you from doing it thus far. Thanks so much for listening. This has been That's What She Said, and I will catch you next time. Bye.